Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Don Fotopoulos back on the show. Don is the founder of it's just an outstanding system that she has with her books and with her websites. HiddenProfitAcademy.com is a website. DonFotopoulos.com is another great site that I encourage you to check out to learn how to manage the financial part of your business better. She's our good friend. She's been a member of our Brain Trust now for over 4 years. Don, welcome back.
Oh, it's so good to be with you, Jim. 4 years, has it been that long?
Oh, I know.
Time flies when you're having fun.
When you're having fun. And folks, her award-winning book, Accounting for the Number Phobic, is being reprinted in like 169 languages around the world, and it's amazing how this book is catching on around the world. And you know what that means? If you don't have it, there's something wrong with you, not with Don. Don, thanks again for being here. I'm glad you're here. And are we talking about forecasting? Because I hope we are, because I love talking about forecasting.
Well, we're going to talk about forecasting, Jim, for two reasons. First of all, it's in the fourth quarter of the year, okay? And we have two choices. We can manage the business or we can have the business manage us. And so the recommendation on the table is we're going to start taking a look at what happened this year, this calendar year, and say, okay, if this is what happened, this is what worked, what didn't work, whatever, then how do we use that as a springboard going forward to plan for 2019? And I just did a fabulous workshop for Federal Express in their Memphis office for their Entrepreneurs Advisory Board. FedEx is a big small business advocate. They do amazing things, as you know. You know, they're geniuses at international shipping. They have a packaging lab, so if you have perishable goods and things like that, they can actually create a package just for you. They're amazing, and they do stuff people don't even realize is available to them, that is entrepreneurs. But at any rate, I spent 3 days with these folks, and we did a forecasting workshop to help them kind of think forward, because we have two problems as entrepreneurs. The first is we don't understand the past. We think we do, but we really don't, because we can't read our financial statements, which is why I wrote the book.
Well, you have to produce. Yeah, you can't read financial. Right? Don, you can't read financial statements that you haven't produced either. That's one of the problems.
Well, that's true. Well, so
they have to exist. The statements
correct.
Have to exist, folks, before you can read them. Go ahead.
So the Hidden Profit Academy was designed. It's an accredited website, by the way. NASBA, which is the National Organization for the State Bureaus of Accountancy, is accredited. So I put that together so accountants and accounting professionals can learn how to speak to their business owners and get continuing education credits.
Most accounting professionals run away when you talk about forecasting. Folks, the CPA that you count on, that you couldn't do without, that you love, maybe it's your brother, your sister, your mother, the CPA that's the most wonderful person in your life probably will refuse to help you with forecasting.
Well, that's true. So here's the process, Jim. The first thing you have to do is understand reality. And so get the financials tightened up. And the financials are basically your profit and loss statement, your cash flow statement, and your balance sheet, the three musketeers. Just get those sound, clean, complete, and up to date. And then read the book. Accounting for the Number Phobic is a funny book on accounting. It's the only book that will make you laugh, honest to God.
She's right.
It's illustrated by a Disney artist. So if you're afraid of numbers, this is the breakthrough. This is the stuff you should have learned before you opened up your doors and never did. So you read the first four chapters. That's all you got to do. And then you look at, I actually start the forecasting workshop from the expense side of the equation. Most people do it from the revenue side, but I find revenues are a little bit trickier to forecast. So we start with expenses, and we
most of us are good. Most of us are good at the revenue part because it's the sexy part. It's the fun part. It's where we get to sell. We fall in love with our products, with the stuff that we sell. We most of us don't have any trouble getting that out the door. The problem we have is managing what you just said, the expenses.
Yeah. Okay. So, Jim, you're sophisticated about stuff like this. A lot of us aren't. And the first, you know, there are two ways to cut expenses. Yeah. The first way is just to look at the line item and say, oh, we paid $1 for pencils. We need to pay 25 cents for pencils. And so we're going to renegotiate every single line item on the P&L. But there is a hidden thief on every single P&L. Nobody sees it. Nobody thinks about
it. Which you're going to tell us what that hidden thief is. After the break, folks, you're going to have to hang around to get that. But you're going to want to do that because whatever Don has to say will help you survive and thrive. 20 till, right back with Don Fotopoulos. A couple of websites for you here, folks. DonFotopoulos.com and also HiddenProfitAcademy.com. Check that out. The book is called Accounting for the Number Phobic.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.